Ralphie Radio Show. Hey, recapping the week that was with Life and Style Weekly, Jordy Lippi, back from vacation, joining me on the Ralphie Radio Show. Hello, Jordy.
Hi, how are you?
I am great, thank you. Justin Timberlake, the other night, Southern Hospitality, his little restaurant barbecue that he's got in Hell's Kitchen, New York City. He did a little impromptu concert there, correct?
That's right. He actually tweeted that he was going to be there, so tons of fans showed up, but also he has some A-list fans, so they were all there as well, and he performed a song for the first time, so I think everyone's really excited to see if he's going to get back into music now.
Now, it's been kind of interesting. I know when he was at Southern Hospitality, from somebody that I had there, Jessica Biel wasn't there, but he was hanging out with Jessica last weekend, correct?
That's correct. She was not there last night, but it appears that they are rekindling their romance because they went on a bike ride in Toronto just a few days ago. So maybe they're back on. Maybe he's not the ladies' man we thought he was, and he's ready to settle back down.
And from what I hear, Justin did leave the party Wednesday night with no one, so that could certainly corroborate that story.
Absolutely, I agree.
Also, Taylor Swift, who was in Los Angeles for the weekend of the VMAs, but she wasn't at the VMAs. She was across the street from Nokia Theater performing two shows at Staples Center. I gotta say, Jordy, I've never seen so many cowboy boots in Los Angeles before with this Taylor Swift concert.
Well, she's rather popular, and she must have that sort of effect, you know?
I guess so. I left mine at home, unfortunately, but hey, that's life. What are you gonna do? Taylor Swift saddling up with Jason Mraz, though? That's what you guys are hearing?
That's what we're hearing. Well, you know, she has always liked the older men. She's been with Jake Gyllenhaal and John Mayer, but it seems like she is going after the newly single Jason Mraz, and apparently they had a date, and he even joined her on stage during her tour and at the Staples Center on August 24th.
I get from a musical perspective, I could see how they'd be similar, but personality-wise, from what I know of Jason Mraz, he is like the complete opposite of Taylor Swift. I mean, he's a stoner for
Well, you know, she was with John Mayer and Jake Gyllenhaal as well, so she just doesn't really seem to have a type, does she?
Good point. Excellent, excellent point. She's an equal opportunist, if you will.
Absolutely, and who wouldn't want to be with Taylor Swift? She is like the hottest thing on the scene right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, hey, you can read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Jordy Lippi, thank you for the 411. Have a great weekend.
You too.